Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay. Well, I haven't talked much this morning and my voice is kind of gravelly. Anyway, this is when you bring your questions and we get to talk about clay, which is what I love to do. We have a lot of loyal listeners that listen in, and we also have new ones. So, you know, don't hesitate to ask a question, whether you're a newbie or an old advanced person. It all refreshes our memory, and we get to learn together. We have quite a few questions in queue today, so I'll start with them. Is it safe to take living clay internally for digestive issues in someone who has calcium oxalate kidney stones? Yes, ma'am, Miss Angela. I'd be drinking like 4 ounces of clay 3 times a day. We had a gentleman with kidney stones, and he did that, and he noticed he had kind of a mild backache, and he started urinating sand, and he caught some and showed it to a friend of his with a nurse, and she said, that's a kidney stone that's breaking up. So he was taking 4 ounces 3 times a day and had been on it for several weeks when he started doing it. He had a lot of trouble with kidney stones, and also it helps with gallstones. So don't get that gallbladder taken out yet. Start drinking some clay. And he, you know, you want to start like at 2 ounces and then each day add 1 ounce continuously until you're up to 4 ounces 3 times a day. And let's dissolve those kidney stones. Thank you for that. Kathy in Oklahoma City. Hi, Perry. I was wondering if the clay mixture would be good to use on your scalp to detox and to regrow hair. Absolutely it would. We sweat through our scalp. You see these football players and their hair is wringing wet. Some people sweat more profusely through their scalp than others. My grandson is a scalp sweater, and he plays sports, and one of his team plates will have perfectly dry hair, and his hair will be dripping wet. So regardless, it's a good way to detox. Just massage it into your scalp, part your hair, and put it on. You can put a shower cap on and sleep in it all night, or you can leave it on for an hour or so and then wash it out. If the hair follicles are not dead, it will stimulate new hair growth, and you'll see little fine hairs coming in. I do it periodically, and I see this little new fine hair coming in. Now, sometimes leaving it on makes your hair feel coarse, so when you shampoo it out, use a conditioner, and your hair will be just fine. If you have fine hair that's very fine and oily and thin, you may want to just rinse the clay out because it will give your hair more bulk. Good questions there. Susan in Peoria. Hi, Perry. I have dry eyes. Can I make eye drops from clay, and what is the ratio? Yes, ma'am. In fact, I have a testimonial I was going to read today, and I think I'll do it right now because it relates to this. It was about dry eyes and teeth. She said, I'm excited to report that Living Clay Eye Wash is helping my dry eye issue. Since I've been doing a daily rinse with the eye solution, my eyes are more hydrated and less irritated during the day. It has been an incredible relief. Also, after reading another user's report of teeth whitening from brushing with the clay, I started doing that. Again, I've been amazed at the results. Many thanks, Lori S. And I think Lori is a frequent listener to the show also. So let me get back to your question, Susan. How do you make the drops? Go to the drugstore and get some eye wash solution. You do not want lens cleanser. You may have to ask them. They only have a couple of bottles, and it's hidden among 50 million different kinds of eye lens cleansers. And it's a little 4 ounce bottle. Some is made by Colorum or Baskin Loam, and usually Walgreens has their own brand, or Walmart has their own brand. But it's a little 4 ounce bottle of sterile water solution, and squeeze it into a container and add 2 tablespoons of the liquid clay, some that you've mixed and allowed to sit and let the particles, you know, sift to the bottom. Then take 2 tablespoons and add it to that 4-ounce mixture, and you can kind of shake it up each time and pour it into a little eye cup and wash your eyes with it. Or you can use it as, you know, get a dropper bottle. Sometimes at the drugstore you can buy a empty dropper bottle. I used to be able to do that. And just, you know, use the drops in your eyes. Use it. It's real good for eye relief. I used to have dry eyes, and I don't have it anymore because I do that. I also make a poultice with a cotton pad, a little white makeup remover cosmetic pad, the pressed cotton. It's a little circle, and you can put some of the clay mask on it and hold it up to your eyes, put it on your eyes, you know, like people do cucumber slices. You may want to do one eye at a time so you can see to get the bathroom to wash it off. It just relaxes if your eyes are strained and tired, and it usually cleans out a bunch of gunk in the corner of your eye. You may have a little stringy, ropey thing in your eye that it will clean out that first time. And generally every time I use it, I look in the mirror and I have a little white stuff in the corner of my eyes where it really keeps that tear duct clean and cleans your eyes out. I love it that way. Also, sometimes I just pour the liquid on the cotton pad and press it up to my eyes. I do a lot of work at the computer and my eyes get tired in the evening. And I can do that for like 5 minutes to each eye and I'm ready to go again. So thank you for that question. Mike in El Dorado, how can I use clay with an enema? How much to use with water? You use 2 ounces of liquid clay into a pint of water. A pint is 2 cups. So 1 ounce per cup is the ratio. 1 ounce of liquid clay. This is the premixed liquid clay a cup of water. Carol, can clay be used for urinary tract infection? I think I got it from a spa. Yes, ma'am. Drinking it, and if you'll take some of the clay mask and just take a fingerful of it and poke it up in you and push it toward the back, towards the urethra. The urethra is the little pee tube, and you want to get it back in there. You may have to wear a panty liner for a day or two, and each time you go to the bathroom, just take another little finger full of clay and open the vulval lips and push it back up in there. It's going to be cold and it's going to feel good, particularly if it's burning or irritated. And then drink 2 ounces 3 or 4 times a day, and drink a lot of water during the day because you want to flush all that out. So do want to drink water during the day after you've had your clay. All right. We've had several people that have given us testimonials. One lady said she did that and used the clay up towards her urethra, and the next day her urine, the next morning it was very strong, very strong odor. It was dark, and after that it cleared right up, and since then. Chris in Long Island writes, I just want to thank you for your advice on how to use clay on an ulcer on the bottom of my toe. I let the clay dry and put it on for 2 days or so. I realized that I was walking with no pain. I had been wrapping the clay and wasn't allowing it to dry. My question concerns a cyst in my breast. Do you think applying the clay to that area will help? I'm going for a mammogram in a couple of days. Thank you for everything. Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Any kind of cyst or knot you have on your body, put clay on it. Put the clay mud on it. You can let it dry, or you can try putting a little patch of Glad Press and Seal over it to hold it in place, or maybe do both. but it will gradually dissolve the cyst. We've had lots of success with benign cysts like that. So I would start doing that. And it doesn't matter where it is, if it's on the surface. A lot of people have dogs with cysts, and they put the clay on it, and it dissolves the knots. Okay, Maria says, Perry, I have read maca root has too much iodine, but have also read it doesn't. Would clay absorb any extra the body didn't want? I really don't know. Clay doesn't really go after nutrition and food and nutrients, so I don't see that it would see it as a invasive chemical. You may have to just do some more research on your maca root. Never heard of it and didn't have time to look it up, so I don't know why you'd want to be taking it, but you know, there are always a lot of other solutions for things, and if you're afraid of it, I wouldn't take it. You know, what do they say? If you have a doubt, don't. And then she has some more to ask. Instead of dry skin brushing, I decided I'm going to purchase Living Clay Face and Body Scrub. If I use it on my whole body once daily, would two or three containers last a long time? Would using the scrub daily speed healing or detox time? The face and body scrub is wonderful. When you put it on your face and you do it in circular motions, I get in the shower, wet my face, and I squirt some out. It doesn't take but just a little squirt to do your whole face. And so I think two or three tubes would last you a long time. It's stimulating to the skin. It brings blood flow and circulation. And the little fine ground walnut shell hulls will exfoliate the dead skin. And in the wintertime, we get a little dry skin, and it doesn't want to let go. So if you kind of rub it in a circular motion, or you get a little makeup sponge and rub it around your face in a circular motion, or anywhere in your body that you want to put it, it's going to bring circulation and blood flow and oxygen and healing to the surface of the skin. And oftentimes we kind of neglect our skin, particularly in the winter. And it's not as harsh as dry brushing. I just don't like dry brushing because I don't like to hurt myself, and it doesn't feel good. I like things that feel good. So definitely feel comfortable using the face and body scrub. She also said, I just drank the clay and used the deodorant. I did try a 5-ounce sample of the scrub, and it seemed like it would be very good for healthy health detox and healing, not just for glowing soft skin. It does help a glowing soft skin, though. Yes, the clay, you know, works for all of that, and it's mostly clay. It has a little tea tree oil, a little peppermint oil, and some jojoba oil in it, plus the fine ground walnut shell. So I see that it would just be as healthy as anything, plus you have the extra benefit of scrubbing the dead skins off with the walnut hulls. I definitely do it in the shower because it's kind of hard to wash those little walnut shells off. They get on your wash rag, and then you're just spreading them around. Let's see. She wrote some more here. I tried clay baths, less than 10 so far, and I'm stopping. I think I would rather apply a poultice or mask to the face and body. Sometimes I like drinking clay and using the body products best. Have a great day. Well, thank you. You know, putting a poultice or the mask on your face and body and standing in a warm bathroom and letting it dry before you take a shower or bath is very good. And ideally in the summertime, go to the beach and all your exposed areas of your skin, put on the clay and let it sun dry. It's a sun block when it's on, so you're not going to get the radiation through the clay, and letting it dry in the sun really pulls tight. And then you jump in the ocean or the Gulf, and the salt water and clay both are pulling. So it's the ultimate detox, as if you could just get nude and go to the beach and smother yourself in clay and let it dry, walk around, let it dry, and then go jump in the ocean and wash it off. Might as well do something fun, huh? Really good questions today. Thank you all for that. Oh, gosh, I have some more. Joanne, will there be a shortage of clay over time? Eventually, yes, all deposits will run out. Ours happens to be a pretty good deposit. I'm not alarmed that it's going to run out in any time soon, but yes, all deposits eventually will run out. This happened to be a long lake bed, but how far the deposit goes back, we've checked pretty far back, but, you know, yeah, it's a finite mineral. Does the clay boost your immune system when taken internally? Boost your immune system? Yes, ma'am. That's another testimonial that I got that I wanted to share with y'all today, and I'll read it now. Whoops, I must have canceled it. I'll have to find it. Anyway, it was about life force energy. Let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. Just a quick note to let you know how totally impressed I am with the clay. I have been feeling unbelievable energy, the life force kind, since starting it, and no longer need any other supplements. It has cleared up a corner eye infection I've had chronically for over a year. I had a urinary tract infection I was coming down with, and it was gone in only 2 days. So looks like our testimonials that I've gotten lately are all answers to some of the questions. Here again is the urinary tract infection and the energy. People get an energy from the clay. There is an energy from it, but it's not like a caffeine energy. You don't have a vibrational shaking, feel like you're jumping out of your skin energy. It's the kind of energy that you just want to get out and go walking or clean out a closet. It's activation energy, and it's really quite amazing. So I think if you start drinking it, it's one of the first things people comment about is how much they start feeling that boost of energy. And it says, for example, if you have a cold or flu, does it prevent you from getting it from others? It helps build up your immune system, and when you take it daily, it detoxes anything freshly ingested, keeps that from going into the body, I'm sorry, where the liver and kidney have to filter everything out. So it takes the overload off of them so they can do their thing and they can keep you healthy better. It pretty much supports the immune system is what I say. You may get a cold. It may not guarantee you won't catch something, but it gives your body a stronger life force and energy to propel itself past these crisis things that most people are susceptible to. And it might have a little bit to do with how long you've been taking it too. I've been taking it many, many years, and I rarely get sick or rarely get a sore throat. And then if I get on it and start gargling clay and put clay on my throat, and you know, I generally can nip it in the bud and it doesn't last long. Will this item continue to be shipped to Canada? As in some health food stores here, there is talk of no longer carrying clay, although different brand names. We have a very big distributor in Canada, and he supplies stores all over Canada and is doing very well with it. We haven't heard of it not being an item that wouldn't be carried there. We've gone through all the requirements to, it meets everything, you know, to get through the Canadians' request. So I don't see any problem with that. And we can always ship from the United States to Canada. but it is getting into lots of stores. The distributor's name is Axocraft, and they have a line of health products that they get in health food stores all across Canada. Let's see, I think there was another question you hear, you ask. Oh. About the shortage, what was it? Oh, when I was speaking of the shortage of clay, there will always be clays all over the world because we have had so much periodic volcanic activity going on. It takes millions of years for these pockets to develop, but it's kind of like they've been going on since the Earth was formed way back then. So there are lots of undiscovered deposits. Whether you'll get one as good as this one, I don't know. I've compared it to 40 or so different clays, and I just find it a superior clay in every way. It was uniquely protective from the environment, and it's naturally non-gritty. It's very chalk-like. When you pick up the clay rock, it's like you have a piece of chalk in your hand. So it doesn't have as much grittiness as most clays do. And, of course, it's naturally pure. We don't wash the clay or clean it. We have it tested, and when it meets the specs for ingestible food, then we pass it. We only use that and sell that. So it's a premium clay, you might say. So, okay, let's go on. We have some more. My friend Caro in Chicago, hi, PA. If I fast, how could I use clay? 3 days or more of fasting. Thank you. Yes, I have quite a few people who fast. One gentleman was in his late 60s training for a marathon, and he used a juice and water and clay fast. I can look up and see how much you take. You can take as much as, you know, you can take 8 ounces 3 times a day, and you know, if you kind of drink it little by little, it does kind of help where you're not hungry. And, of course, if you've done a fast before, you realize after a day you really have more energy. He couldn't get over the energy. And when he was running, he never hit the wall like he usually did. So it's very good. You can use it with water. You can use it with juice. And like I said, I would take it maybe 2 ounces at a time and take it all through the day to where you got 24 ounces, you know, like every hour or so, drink 2 ounces. And in between times, of course, you want to drink a lot of water too, but I'm sure you know that. I think a 3 or 4 day fast is enough. He went 6 days, and, you know, I like to know you're getting protein, and that's hard to do on a liquid fast, so I think a 3 or 4 day fast would be wonderful. I think you're going to find you have a great amount of energy, and if you're drinking it throughout the day, you don't have that craving for food. And if you don't walk into restaurants and smell it cooking it, you don't either. Okay, Marie again. I put clay water on my eye just once in a clay bath. It burns and my eyes get red. Is that detox? Is it not good to use alone? Must it be used with an eye solution? Well, it could have been the water. I've never heard of putting clay water on your eye and it burning. Maybe the water was hot, or it may have had something to do with the water not being a sterile water or a spring water. I bathe in it, and I take the wash rag, and I pour it over my hair and my face, and I've never gotten a eye reaction. So I don't know if you got some water in your eye and that was burning. I can't imagine the clay water on the outside of your eye burning. So I'm imagining you got some in your eye. The other morning I got some water in my eye in the shower, and it kind of burned. So I think our natural city tap water, probably loaded with chlorine and and things that are irritating to our eyes. So I would either use a filtered water, a spring water, because they filter theirs, or get the, if you're really going to do it on your eyes, use the eye wash solution, because it is a sterile water. Is it not good to use it alone? It must be used with the eye solution. No, I just talked about how you can put the clay mask on a cotton, circular cotton ball, and hold it up to your eye and close your eyelid and hold it up to your eye. And if you leave it on for like 15 minutes an eye, it's very refreshing. Your eyes you just feel all the eye strain goes away. Your eyes are refreshed, and there's no dry eye. It's really good for cleansing your eye and your eyes. I love it. I love it. Sometimes if I don't want to do the mask, I just pour some of the liquid clay that I drink. I just dab it on the cotton pad, and it'll kind of stick in place, and I can put my glasses on and walk around and do one eye at a time that way. And even like that, it's very refreshing. I tend to, if I get around pets and touch my face, my eyes start itching and burning. And that's the only thing I can do to get the itching to go away. So I use those quite often and absolutely love it. So there's three ways you can do it. You can make the solution and put it in a cup and wash your eyes out. You can use it in drops, that solution in drops. Or you can just take the clay mask or the liquid clay on a cotton pad and hold it up to your eyes for about 15 minutes for each eye. All right. Excellent. Excellent questions today, and more coming. Where can I find your products in Houston? I go to Whole Foods and Sprouts and have not seen anyone representing your great products. I have given a basket for Christmas. I love, and my friends are also looking. Whole Foods in Houston, we have it in all the Whole Foods in Houston. You may not find it because they have so many products, but if you go into the health and wellness department and ask for the living clay, they can lead you to it, I guarantee. Also, Central Markets, the big HEB Central Markets have carry it. So those are two stores. We have all the Central Markets in Texas and the Whole Foods in Texas. So you should be able to find it there. You may have to ask. And Rosie from Houston, do you have your product in Houston? Okay, yes. Well, we just answered that. I use eye drops with clay on my dog that has chronic eye redness. Can I use eye drops? Yes, ma'am, you certainly can. I think it will give him good relief, and you might put a little of the clay mask around his eye, not in it, but just around the eye, and leave it on. Just put a thin coat on and leave it on, and I think that will help it too. But definitely use some eye drops with your dog, the same ratio, the 2 tablespoons to the 4 ounces of the sterilized solution. And you Houston people, get on that clay and tell them, and, you know, if they have products there that we carry that they don't have in their stores, you can ask them to special order it. And if you want the larger sizes, the stores usually carry the smaller sizes because of shelf space. They don't have much shelf space, and shelf space is a premium. But they can order you the half gallon, the gallon, the 2 gallon. They can order any of those for you, get them in their stores, and you don't have to pay the shipping. So pounce on that. We also usually have demonstrations different months when the clay is on special for Whole Foods. And, of course, different stores do it at different months, so I have no way of telling you when that's going to happen. Okay, Joan in Toronto again. How can the clay be used to get rid of fungus on toenails? How can the clay be used to get rid of acid reflux, GERD? And 3, a hair specialist recently told me I have alopecia. What do you recommend? Thank you for all you do. Wink, wink. Thank you, Joanne. Joanne, a toenail fungus, you want to smother that mother with the clay mask. Prop that toe up there, slap some of that clay mask on it and leave it and let it dry if you can. At night, you may want to put it on and wrap some saran wrap around it and put a sock on so it won't come off and sleep with it on overnight. Now, it's going to take a while for the toenail to grow out for you to see the improvements, but I guarantee you it will happen because it happened for me. My toe was hollow. Toenail was hollow about halfway back. It was thick and white and chalky, and I used it the first time I used it and propped it up. I can literally feel a gentle tingling in my toe, and that was the detoxing. But the fungus gets way back under that bed, so you have to do it, you know, several times. You can do it daily, every other day, but keep doing it for a while. And eventually you'll notice your toenails are growing out every time you clip them, and the behind it, the good pink nail is coming in. So be patient with that. How can you use it to get rid of acid reflux? Just drink that sucker down, and acid reflux is gone in a heartbeat. I had it so bad I was sleeping propped up on three pillows and thinking, I'm going to have a cancer of the esophagus if I don't get rid of that. And that's when I became a clay believer. I wasn't drinking the clay. I had known about it, but I wasn't drinking it. And my friend said, well, if you'll drink it, you can get rid of that. Since I don't like doctors, I decided to belly up and drink the clay. Been drinking it ever since. And I do not have acid reflux. You know, I would start with 2 ounces three times a day. Anytime you feel a case of indigestion, like if I drink coffee or red wine, it feels like I swallowed a football and it hangs in my chest and I get that indigestion. So I drink a little clay. So if you feel some indigestion or acid reflux coming on, go take another sip of clay. You can't overdose on it. You can take 8 ounces three times a day if you need. For alopecia, I would put the clay on your scalp and get some, go to the beauty, Sally's Beauty Store and get you some shower caps, little plastic shower caps, and part your hair and rub it into the scalp and put a shower cap on and leave it for an hour or so and then wash it off. If you want to do it at night and sleep in a shower cap, you can do that too, and I think that'll clear that up amazingly well. Boy, it's been great today. Well, we are temporarily out of questions, and it's been good, but I do want to share some amazing testimonials I've gotten. I had one lady, her autistic son loves clay bad. She said, a few months ago, I found out my son has a genetic disorder that has caused his autism. Now I know that it's not only environmental factors that have caused his autism. So the clay has been amazing. He loves taking baths in it, and really enjoys eating it. My husband is still hesitant when he eats it, so I am the one that supervises all his baths. The clay is so pure, I really cannot describe just how pure and pristine this clay is. I just put in a new order for 2 more gallons. Amasa. Isn't that sweet? When you know it's helping your children and you can see it when they're in the bath, how they relax. It's absolutely amazing. And I have one here for a foot fungus. Last month I got a foot fungus / athlete's foot between a couple of my toes. Feet get wet and the toe area doesn't dry. I call it jungle rot when I was in basic training. I used an over-the-counter treatment for 2 days, but it continued to hurt and not heal. So on the third day, I tried clay, and the pain was gone immediately, and the sore healed within 24 hours. Great stuff, Julie B. Thank you, Julie. And it is great stuff. All right. And let's see what else we have here. Multiple chemical sensitivity, histamine intolerance, leaky gut, and allergies. I am a consumer of this miraculous clay. I was literally allergic to almost all foods, scents, chemicals, and end products Within days of taking clay, I stopped reacting to almost everything. I thought I was dying as I was losing so much weight due to not being able to eat much, nor truly gain absorption from the little I was eating. Thank you so much for making this product available. I have been telling everyone I know in my daily life, online, offline, and many are now gaining the same benefits from leaky gut and multiple chemical sensitivity, histamine intolerance, and more. Michelle. Thank you, Michelle, for that testimonial. I just love these. This little girl, or the young girl, she was, I don't know if she's a teenager, she's wise beyond her years. She may be in her early 20s. And she had scarring from an allergic reaction, and it was cleared by clay. She said, I began using a unique calcium bentonite clay after I had several allergic reactions to a costume mask made with latex. My skin bled the first night, and I had sores, bumps, and scars that followed. Needing a facial regime that was gentle and nourishing, I started using the special clay to heal my face without antibiotics. After about 5 months of consistent use, my skin is smooth, bright, and nearly completely clear of scarring. My daily regime consists of drinking 6 ounces of the liquid clay, a twice-day facial mask, a facial scrub and face, foot, and body scrub. A facial scrub and foot bath, as well as the wrinkle release cream and an amazing face cream applied twice daily. I was paired with a healthy diet and exercise and experienced wonderful results throughout my healing time. Here's to clay and not only a healthy face, but a healthier, more functional body. And she sent pictures, and bless her heart, she had bumps and lumps and dark spots all over her face, and her complexion now, she is absolutely beautiful, and her complexion is very smooth and even. That mask that she wore really did a trip on her, and she sent us pictures with it as well. Here's a new one, and I didn't know about this. It's gluten intolerance, and a lot of us are gluten intolerant. Our 13-year-old is intolerant to gluten. She takes a teaspoon of the clay mask. She was drinking the liquid, but she found traveling and being a teenager, it was easy to carry the mask. So she really just takes a scoop on her finger and sucks it off. So we're thinking she's taking about a teaspoon of the clay mask. On holiday, she ate some before every glutinous meal. When they went on a holiday, it's hard to eat gluten-free. So if she knew she was going to have gluten in her meal, she would take a little clay before she ate, and it really helped. Now we are home, she is still gluten-free, but if she has a little bit of gluten, then she has a little clay usually prior to eating it, and every night as well. She has a bit before bed. It definitely works, though. Enough time has passed to see the revolting behavior patterns are not apparent after gluten consumption. For a 13-year-old, she really impresses me with how she takes the clay daily. Thank you, Perrier. You have turned our lives around. The change to our family is massive. I can't thank you enough. Lucy A. So, you know, I wasn't even aware. I had some people who were gluten intolerant and said the clay helping, but I'm seeing there are so many times if you're gluten intolerant, you cannot. If you're out of town or traveling or something, it's very hard to get your gluten-free choices. And so if she just eats a little clay before she eats the gluten-free and gluten food, it has stopped her reactions to it. So I thought that was a wonderful one, and I was just thrilled to get it. We read the one about the life force energy and the dry eyes and teeth. So those are my testimony for today, and I'm going to go back and by now we may have some more questions. Here's one from Joan. You're very helpful. This is Joanne. I'm sorry, I'm saying Joan. Joanne in Toronto. You're very helpful. Thank you. Is there a way of using clay to get rid of or prevent graying hair? Is there an age of a person that's too young to use clay, i.e. children? No, we have infants who take a little clay for colic. They just put like a teaspoon into their milk or juice or water. And you can also put it on them for diaper rash. It's very safe topically. I don't think there is any age person that couldn't benefit from taking clay, quite frankly. I have heard some people say that their hair got darker when they used clay and they washed their hair with it. I haven't experienced that. I definitely have a hereditary graying pattern that was similar. But, you know, you might be surprised when you start drinking it. So I have patches on my hair that are not gray. They're very lightly salt and pepper. And then the others right at the front where I'm just white. So I'm beyond salt and pepper. I'm black and white. Okay, play with it and see how it works for you there. Eileen in Houston, do you ever have your products at women's events or holiday markets? Your products are very good. I would love to have in my store. Well, if you have a store and you would like to carry the products, please go to the Living Clay website, and in the top right-hand corner it says wholesale application. You can fill it out and send it in, and you'll have to, you know, qualify your store, have show that you collect taxes and things, and they can set you out an account. Some of our distributors take their products to flea markets and women's events and holiday markets and things like that. The company itself doesn't. We're too busy shipping and packaging and getting it to other people so they can do that. We do go occasionally to some big shows, like we're going to go to Natural Product West this spring. But this is like a store for wholesalers looking for natural products. It's not really a selling event. But you know, we used to do that when we were first starting out. We'd go to the little body, mind, and spirit shows, and did very well at them. You've got to have some educational material. If people do not know anything about clay and they've never heard anything from their neighbor about how great it is, they're a little timid to try it. When the company does demos in stores, they set up a table, and they have free samples of the clay mask, and they also have little cups, and they offer people a drink of the clay to see how smooth it is. And most of the stores have sample products, the cosmeceuticals. There's a line of cosmeceuticals. They're just absolutely wonderful, and the clay is what makes a difference in them. You put them on, and you can put your makeup on in just seconds. You know, dries to a matte finish, or it doesn't, I don't know, I'm dry isn't the word because your face feels like velvet all day. But it's really, really good. And people are always wanting to jump on the bandwagon because, you know, you want to share it with everybody you know. I always say I don't sell clay, I just get it in you and on you, and the clay sells itself. So to work with a product like that is a blessing to me. It's just amazing what this product can do for people. And I am very humbled and blessed to be able to do that. Joanne has another one. Any way of getting rid of or preventing growing moles? You know, I have some moles on my face I've been working on for a year. They were quite big, and they are breaking up. Before I go to bed at night, I smear the clay mask on them. And I think if you do facials a couple of times a week, it keeps them from coming. I had one that actually dissolved, and it was one little real deep pit, kind of. I could still feel a little, it just a pinpoint of it. And I kept putting it on there, and then I would kind of scrub at it a little bit gently, or with my fingernail, trying to pick it out. And it finally dissolved and went away, and it hadn't come back. Now, had I given up when it got that small, it may have come back. But it takes daily use. It can be done. And one of them on my face was quite large and stands out, and I actually got a nail file, one of my fingernail files. I wanted to rub the rough part off the top so it could get down into it. So I just kind of did it a little bit, and it's turning white now and kind of drying. So I think I penetrated the outer shell a little bit. So keep working on that. How to get rid of hyperpigmentation on the body and pocket marks on the face, black, etc. Pock marks. That's where I would go into doing facials and use the face and body scrub for that. Do a face and body scrub. You can do a daily facials. You can do them every other day. You know, just find your happy place with them. They really help the pigmentation. They're called skin lighteners. If the pigmentation isn't damaged, it's kind of like the hair follicle. If the follicle is dead, it's not going to grow the hair. But if it can re-stimulate a dormant follicle, it can help that. And I even have people who've used it on port wine beauty, birthmarks. One gentleman had on his face, and he was putting it on daily, and it was lightening up, and people were noticing it. I don't know if it went entirely away, but while he was at it, he was putting it on over his eyelids, and he was just doing his whole face. And he said in 6 weeks he noticed he could read without his glasses. And he told his brother started doing the same thing and had the same experience with his vision. So, yeah, there's a lot of benefits from that. Should you take the clay on an empty or full stomach, or does it matter? If you're taking the clay to do a first-time cleanse and wanting to keep clean old gunk out of the colon, it's better to do it on an empty stomach. It's more effective. After you've cleansed that, you can take it any time. You just get it in you and on you, and the clay will find a way to work. And if you're not getting the results you want, take more clay. That's the rule of thumb. Let's see. Testimony. I have been drinking the clay daily for about a month. When I eat white sugar, it gives me an instant headache. I decided to test the effects of the clay. I ate ice cream, and I did not get any side effects. The next day I ate ice cream and got a headache, and usually get diarrhea due to the modified milk ingredients. I drank the clay and the side effects instantly went away. Thank you so much for sharing your passion. You're an angel. Oh, you touched me, Joanne. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. This is why I do this. I get such rewards and so much gratitude and so blessed. It's just great. And thank you for that testimonial. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. So, you ate ice cream and then drank the clay and the side effects went away. And when you were drinking it before you ate it, you didn't get it. Great. That's a testimonial I've never had before. I want to capture that because I want to keep that, and I may contact you and see if we can design that into a testimonial and use that if you don't mind. I will capture it along with your email. got to find a page here. Thank you for being patient while I was... I can't chew gum and walk at the same time, so trying to cut and paste something to another page and carry on a conversation is quite challenging. All right, we have had a wonderful day, lots of great questions. Here's another one from Joanne. You're very helpful, thank you. Is there a way of using the clay to... Okay, that, I'm sorry, that was one I just answered on preventing gray hair. Well, I like that one, and I say thank you again. Looks like I have done the questions for the day. I'm going to check on the phone lines and see if there's anyone on the phone line who would like to ask a question. If you will press star 2 on your phone, I will be happy to talk with you. It's star 2 on your phone. Lets me know you have a question. It's like raising your hand in a classroom. Well, it's almost 1 o'clock and our 30-minute session is over. I love it when they stay busy with questions and carry me through the day. When you signed on this morning, I was playing Some Kind of Day, and I hope you're having some kind of day today wherever you live. Find something joyful to be grateful about. Count your blessings and they will come back to you tenfold. You are my blessings. Thank you for being loyal listeners and for contributing to our knowledge of clay, because without you, I wouldn't know what I know until I'm asked the question. So keep asking questions, and I will see you on next, the 12th is going to be the Wellness Live Well teleseminar, where we talk about strategies for life and relationships and peace of mind and getting through anxiety and stress. And then again on the 19th, we'll have a clay seminar. So I hope you will join me again for both of those. Thank you, and this is Perrier signing off.